This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind is on your radio. Aaron Tippin serenades us in. Lynn Helms is going to join us this hour in just a moment. We'll also talk with Sherry Haugen Hoffert. She is the Public Service Commission member that was the lone dissent vote in the reconsideration of the Summit Carbon Solutions Pipeline Project on Friday. So we'll talk about her viewpoint and also what the process is going forward now for reconsideration of the pipeline. So we have that going. If you'd like to call us, 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. Welcome to the program. Lynn Helms, North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, to talk about some exciting new milestones in the latest report. Huh, Lynn?
Absolutely, Scott. Thanks for having me today to talk about our July oil and gas production numbers and activity in the director's cut. July was truly, with really only a couple of small exceptions, a great month for the industry. 1% increase in oil put us at 1.18 million barrels a day. Two more months like that between July and the end of the year, and we'll be at that 1.2 million barrels a day that we anticipate by year end. It looks like September is going to have a few issues just because of gas plant outages and gas export problems, but we're thinking August is going to be a good month, and so should October. And September shouldn't be bad. Also, 1% increase in natural gas production. So that gas oil ratio has remained very, very flat. And if you look at the rig maps, and I'm going to be talking about this next week, you can see the rigs moving out away from the core area into the what we've always called Tier 2 geology and Tier 3 geology. And getting good results. So lots of 3-mile laterals, lots of completions. This is the first time in history North Dakota has produced over 100 billion cubic feet of natural gas in 1 month. So a record-setting month. And we're gonna go back and take a look at cumulative natural gas production. But I think the other thing we need to talk about when we talk about natural gas production is gas capture. We hit 96% virtually across the board and actually exceeded it in a couple of areas, and that's never happened before either. So we actually had the fee area of Fort Berthold, which is the area south of Newtown, and that area captured 99% of their natural gas in the month of July. We've never seen a number like that before either. So the investments, the $25 billion that we attracted into the state by putting in gas capture policy that worked with industry has really done the job. It's phenomenal what they've done.
I don't know if people understand the Herculean effort that is, because in mature oil fields, They had decades to get the infrastructure in place, and in a very short period of time, you've gone from flaring being a national story and people concerned about it, to literally down to low single digits that you're not capturing. I mean, explain that trajectory there, because that's pretty amazing. It's a pretty amazing feat that's been done, isn't it?
Well, you're right, Scott. It is absolutely amazing. In 2014. Our gas capture was only 64% because we had a booming oil field and we did not have the infrastructure to gather the gas or process the gas or get it to market. And in that short, less than a decade since that time, because we put policies in place that could work with industry instead of kneecap them, They've invested $25 billion, and they've brought that gas capture up to a percentage that's higher than pre-Bakken. I think the other interesting thing is that the other shale play states, Wyoming, Texas, New Mexico, have all adopted very similar policies to manage their gas capture. So we invented it here in North Dakota, and it is remarkable, the effort and the investment that's been made and the thousands of jobs created.
You know, we talked before about roadblocks that come from the Biden administration. It's the Biden administration that is constantly shooting pot shots at the oil and gas industry, and yet, correct me if I'm wrong, the small single-digit, low single-digits percentage to get to 100% of capture would be easier if the federal government would permit some of these gathering pipelines. That's still a problem, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Scott. You know, we highlighted the three fields that are still struggling to reach our gas capture policy commitments, our capture goals, Deepwater Creek Bay, Twin Buttes, and Charleston, all of them trying to deal with federal rights of way, whether it's the U.S. Forest Service or the BIA, and all of them struggling. You know, if we could bring those three fields online, we'd be at 97-98% across the board. And I talked a little bit about our new rules that are going into place, and it's really sort of hidden in the mix there is a rule to allow industry to incentivize industry to redesign their production facilities to capture that 1 or 2 or 3% that gets flared on a routine basis there. And so we're working with them to shrink the footprint of those surface facilities and also put equipment on those facilities that will capture that 1 or 2 or 3%.
Interesting. And, of course, on the oil side, as you said, what, highest number in 2.5 years for oil production?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the last time we were at 1.18 million was right after COVID hit hard, and we were on the way down at that point. So we have essentially almost fully recovered from COVID, which was 3 years ago. So 2.5 years ago is the last time that we were at 1.18. That's 1% over our revenue forecast number. And oil price, of course, very strong. We're 22% above the revenue forecast. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that our strategic petroleum reserve is at a 40-year low. Our oil inventories across the nation are at the bottom of the 5-year average, and Russia and Saudi Arabia are working together to limit world oil supply. So, you know, the plan to squeeze our domestic industry and import oil is absolutely proven not to work.
That is really something. And the price, obviously, adding to a little more of the activity that's out there. How about on the rig count? What do you see the price doing for the rig count?
Yeah, so this has been a real head-scratcher for us, and I'm hoping next week talking to industry folks up in Watford City to kind of figure out where they're going with this. We lost two rigs to Montana, so they're coming back, and there are two or three rigs that move back and forth across the border. A lot of that has to do with merger and acquisition activity, where companies have kind of consolidated their position, and they have some in Montana and some in northwestern North Dakota, and so they move those rigs back and forth. But we're very surprised at these prices to be stuck in the upper 30s in terms of rig count. In fact, yesterday's rig count was only 33. Now, having said that, that's enough rigs to drill 65 to 70 3-mile laterals per month. So that's enough rigs to maintain and slowly grow production. And we're permitting more well permits than that number of rigs can drill. So they're building an inventory so that they can drill through the winter. Completions are high, 91 completions in August, 83 in July. So they're with the 21 frac crews, they're working faster than the rigs are punching out new wells, and that duck well or waiting on completion well inventory is coming down as well. But it continues to be an issue with workforce and then also merger and acquisition activity, which, you know, disrupts all the budgeting and drilling planning that went into the 2023 plans. So most of that, I think, is behind us, and we should have solid plans for 2024. Happy to report that the first tranche of Ukrainians are here, and there are plans in place to start bringing more in larger groups over now that folks have figured out how to make that work.
Boy, the Russians are teaming up with the Saudis to limit and squeeze the men. I mean, that's kind of alarming, you know?
I mean, just a little bit.
Just, yeah. You know.
No. And the solutions are here, Kev.
Oh, I know.
They're right here in North Dakota, New Mexico, yep. Texas, California. A lot of politically inaccessible oil. Thanks to really dumb government decisions. I want to ask Lynn a little bit more about the workforce question when we come back and what's on your mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price $79.98, and for a limited time you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Chatting with Lynn Helms, North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. And by the way, this affects everyone in this state. Every corner of the state is impacted by oil and gas activity and ultimately the revenue that flows into schools, bridges, the works. Lynn, one more question. What is your gut feeling on why we're lower than we expect with the price of oil where it is with the rig down? Is it workforce?
Yeah, it's both, Scott. There are rigs stacked in every one of the shale play states. And in fact, the rig count is down in the Permian, in the Powder, and here, and severely down in the DJ, you know, because Colorado hates oil now. And we've got a dozen rigs parked in North Dakota. So it's a manpower thing, and it's a matter of hiring and training them. And we can talk a little bit about where they went. That might be a good conversation to have.
And wherever they're going, are they faring better on workforce than we are, or is that pretty much a level playing field?
The Permian is doing much better on workforce than we are. And that's really, you know, they never saw as deep a dive in rig count and workforce during COVID as we did. And so the folks that went there stayed there. We've been unable to attract them back. And then a significant number of people just left the industry altogether, along with a lot of retirements. So we are going to have to grow and train our own workforce.
Interesting. Talk a little bit about the core of the Bakken and where things, when the price gets to where it is, expand out to a second tier or a third tier. Are we seeing some expansion of the drilling footprint?
Yeah, we are. So we're seeing the footprint expand substantially. So the core of the Bakken is 85 to 90% drilled up. And the future of that core area is enhanced oil recovery using produced gas and carbon dioxide. And happy to report that we've got three active enhanced oil recovery pilot projects running right now. One over at Epping, one in the Tioga White Earth area, and then one a little bit east of there north of Stanley. They're all testing different technologies and approaches. And we're very confident that within the next 5 years, 7 years, that enhanced oil recovery process will be figured out and will be well underway in boosting and sustaining production out of the core area.
It's one of the reasons we hear a lot about the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline, which would take CO2 off of ethanol plants and have it piped through North Dakota for either sequestration or enhanced oil recovery. And when do you think, did you say that this would be, enhanced oil recovery would be widely used in the industry?
So we think about 7 years from now, 5 to 7 years from now, the technology will be identified and proven on a commercial basis. And, you know, whether you talk about Summit or any other carbon dioxide pipeline, we have to build the substantial carbon dioxide pipelines in North Dakota to move even our own carbon dioxide from the sources to the Bakken oil fields. Hundreds of miles of pipeline have to be built. And so we have got to figure out a process to make that work. Now, having said that, that still is going to leave us with only about 10% of the carbon dioxide that we need to sustain Bakken oil production. So we are also going to have to import significant volumes of carbon dioxide. Whether that ends up being a second phase of Summit or some other pipeline, without that infrastructure, we will not be able to sustain Bakken production at that, you know, 1.4, 1.5 million barrel a day target.
Is it a true statement to say carbon management, like is proposed in the Summit Carbon Solutions, go hand in hand with the future of the industry? In other words, if we don't have a carbon management solution and the availability of CO2 to use for enhanced oil recovery or sequestration, that the oil and gas industry is in some measure of trouble along with agriculture. Is that too strong?
No, I don't think it is, Scott. The carbon management that is being funded for carbon storage is what's going to pay for the capture and transportation infrastructure. Without that capture and transportation infrastructure, we don't have enhanced soil recovery. So they do go hand in hand, and we are going to have to figure out a way to capture carbon dioxide and transport carbon dioxide Once we have those processes figured out and that infrastructure built, then we have an open door for enhanced oil recovery.
What do you say to people who say, you know what, two things. One, I don't want a CO2 pipeline. It's not safe. And another group of the opponents who say, I don't want any part of a Green New Deal. Carbon management, bad idea. Let's opt out of that in North Dakota. What do you say to those arguments?
Well, let's start with the first one, people that want to be close to a carbon dioxide pipeline. I worked around them for many, many years with Texaco and then also at Hess. And we knew how to manage those pipelines safely, never had a single fatality as a result. The other thing I would point out to folks is that they either work somewhere or live somewhere that there's a carbon dioxide fire extinguisher hanging on the wall, and the pressure in that fire extinguisher is pretty darn close to what's going to be in that pipeline. Those fire extinguishers don't explode. When you open the valve, they put out a cloud of carbon dioxide and they put out a fire. So that speaks volumes to the safety of high-pressure carbon dioxide. When we talk about no part of the Green New Deal, we're dealing with, playing the hand that's dealt us. And the laws that were passed, the IRA and the IIJA, changed the funding mechanism for carbon capture and storage. And that is what's going to build the capture and transportation infrastructure. So I'm agnostic on whether carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas and should do this or should do that, but it certainly is needed for enhanced oil recovery. And without the infrastructure, we will not have enhanced oil recovery.
Very interesting. Anything else you want to tell us before we let you go, Lynn? Always appreciate these conversations. We learn a lot.
Yeah, we are backed by the federal government. I call it the federal fire hose. We are dealing with no less than 10 new rulemakings since about January, and we're expecting a lot more to come. They overlap, they interweave, and all of it is about slowing down and hindering our fossil fuel industries, which, of course, are major, major industries in the North Dakota economy. So we're battling back against that. It's a very difficult fight, and it involves every single federal agency across federal government in terms of trying to find ways to reduce fossil fuel production and use, and ways to implement greenhouse gas restrictions.
Drill, baby, drill. That's all I'm saying. Expand.
Well, it's not love.
Drill. Get after it. Oh, love it. All right.
Coming up on What's On Your Mind, don't go away.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA News Update. An arrest has been made in the shooting death of Los Angeles Sheriff's Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer, a person of interest identified yesterday and then taken into custody by the Sheriff's Department's Special Enforcement Bureau tactical team. Officials say that five U.S. citizens detained by Iran were freed today after a deal brokered between the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Biden administration. That includes the transfer of $6 billion in once-frozen Iranian assets from South Korea to Qatar. The military looking for a missing fighter jet. This after a Marine Corps pilot ejected from an F-35B following a mishap yesterday, making it to the ground safely in North Charleston, South Carolina. The plane, however, remains unaccounted for. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Monday edition. Scotty is actually going mobile, as they say. Well, mobile, heading out, heading your west. Man, I don't think I know anybody that heads to western North Dakota and that part of the world more than Maine man Scotty. Heading out for we'll get the details when we get them connected here. But
labor of love.
Oh, there you go. There he is. Rolling down the road again, man.
Heading for Tioga, North Dakota today, Watford City tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. The North Dakota Petroleum Council is having their annual meeting, which is a gathering of a lot of bright minds and movers and shakers in the oil and gas industry, talk about the future of where the industry's going. So looking forward to that conversation and broadcasting live Wednesday and Thursday from the petroleum conference. So it should be fun.
The conversation with Lynn Helms, I'll tell you, it's eye-opening. It's just, I guess I walk away with a little hope, you know, that we'll not get shut out by Russians, the Saudis, with this nonsense.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the most enlightening part of that is we need a CO2 management program of some kind in North Dakota in order to stay ahead of the woke mob that's coming on the new Green Deal. And if we don't, everything we currently have in the way of oil and gas development, and most importantly for taxpayers, buckets of money into every political subdivision all throughout the state, education, roads, bridges, water projects, will be impacted negatively without it. So that's why they go hand in hand. And 80% of landowners, just shy of 80%, have said they're in favor of it. 20% have not yet. That discussion continues. We're going to talk about the process involved in that with our guest, Public Service Commission member Sherry Haugenhofer, in just a moment here this morning on the program. Hey, we're brought to you today by our friends at Hospice of the Red River Valley. Finding hospice for you can be a challenge, which is one of the reasons that Hospice of the Red River Valley is where you need them and are privileged to serve patients in a variety of settings. Homes, nursing homes, hospitals, assisted living facilities, and many other places people consider home, both rural and urban areas across portions of North Dakota and western Minnesota. Find out more about additional resources for hospice benefits and office locations at hrrv.org, hrrv.org, Hospice of the Red River Valley. Welcome back to the program, Sherry Haugenhofer. It's been a while. I think we last talked to her in the campaign. Now we get to talk to her as a member of the Public Service Commission. Sherry, how are you doing?
I'm doing great this morning, Scott. How are you?
Beautiful day in North Dakota. We're loving this fall weather, right?
Oh, yes. And the colors. The beauty of the colors is also.
I wish the Public Service Commission had authority over Canadian wildfires because they robbed us of a few good days this summer and messed up our environment a little bit, but that's out of your purview, isn't it?
That is. So I ask people to pay attention to the indexes, and if they have medical conditions, please stay inside and take care of yourself.
Yeah, and then we're paging Smokey the Bear. They need you in Canada. Show them how to deal with the campfires up there, for crying out loud.
It's been one tough
summer for that.
So what can we say? North Dakota has many blessings.
That's true. We do. Let's talk about the Public Service Commission and the vote Friday to reconsider the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline and what happens from here. First of all, just recap the conversation Friday. You obviously had a dissenting opinion, the 2-1 majority, Randy Christman and one other member of the Public Service Commission voting in favor of reconsideration. You were not in favor of that idea. Maybe explain to the audience why and what happens now, Sherry.
Well, you know, we did have a hearing on the petition for reconsideration, and like you recapped, we went into the hearing. There was discussion on both sides, and as you said, Chair Randy Christman and our substitute decision maker granted the petition for reconsideration to open the case up. It wasn't an approval of the project. It was just granting permission for the request for reconsideration. I did have a dissenting vote, and I explained at the hearing why I thought the petition should not be reopened and that they should file a new application. So you're correct on that.
The reconsideration included a reroute of the pipeline. As I recall, you seem to have some concerns about the reroute. I'm curious how you figure that'll impact into the consideration going forward. I mean, the reroute is really in consideration of some neighbors and some developers in Bismarck that raised objections. So is the reroute a good thing?
Well, because it's an open case, Scott, I can't talk about it and my opinion on stuff like that. So I'm going to refrain from answering that question because it's an open case. And,
got it, yeah.
Okay, so for the listeners, when we have an open case, we can't talk about the case to anyone except our staff internally. And we don't even speak, you know, among our commissioners. So thank you for respecting that I can't answer some of those questions on the facts that are being presented, that the information being brought forth by Summit Carbon. What I can talk to you about a little bit about, going back to your initial question, Scott, is now that the reconsideration has been granted, what are the next steps? I think Commissioner, I know Commissioner Christman did a good job saying, with the reconsideration, this is the first time, that the PSC has, that someone has, requested a petition for reconsideration. And in doing so, I think it's very important in the order that was approved that the commission's orders, Summit Carbon Transport's petition for reconsideration was granted. And going forward, the commission will determine the procedural schedule and issues to be considered for rehearing. So that's the process going forward.
This is a first, so I suppose we're all learning exactly how the process works together. Is there any kind of timeline on the new process?
You asked that same question to Commissioner Christman, and no, there's not a timeline. However, I will say it has always been the practice of the Public Service Commission to move cases along and try and make timely decisions. And we're open and transparent of that, as in saying that there will be probably a notice of opportunity for specific, you know, for hearings, for specific reroutes, and working with staff. There might be, you know, at least one or more actual hearings. And again, the commissioner will set forth the parameters of those hearings.
One thing I learned in your meeting on Friday is that everything that is part of the record to this point, in other words, the hearings that you have held where people have either agreed or disagreed or given testimony on any particular thing, all of that remains part of this process now. It's not like you have to start over. Am I right?
That's correct. That's correct.
So does that expedite the process?
Well, it depends on, I'm going to say it's going to depend on the outstanding issues and how promptly or quickly we get the information, either at hearing or in writing, on what we need to make a decision. But if we don't get the information, then we're going to be back to, based on the information before us on this request for reconsideration, do we have enough information per our siting law to grant the order of the permit?
And I'd like you to help me understand what you can consider when looking at that. In other words, we just got done talking to Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources. He says quite clearly, without a CO2 management plan, pipelines, that the oil industry will be harmed in North Dakota, will be hamstrung in North Dakota. Can you consider something like that as part of this?
What the Industrial Commission does?
No, just, okay, if we grant this pipeline and there is the ability for our oil and gas industry, our coal industry, our other industries to have a favorable carbon rating that will help those industries, you know, that goes to the economic development of the state, obviously, and the framework that's been put in place. I'm just wondering, are you able to consider that? Is that a factor?
Well, what we look at, our siting laws are very clear on what we look at. And those are the factors that we look at. Does it have adverse impacts on our environment? And does it have, you know, on the land and all that? So, you know, we consult with 40 different agencies when there's an application, and we rely on them as far as a response to adverse impacts or how to mitigate those impacts. So indirectly, I'm going to say yes, Scott, we do look at that. But, you know, again, we rely clearly on our siting laws. That's what we have to make our decisions on.
And one final question, as far as the landowners are concerned, 80% of landowners roughly have signed up, 20 have not. Most of the opposition has come obviously out of that 20%. Does that matter? Does public opinion matter one way or another? Do the 80% of landowners get more voice because they've signed up versus the 20, or can that not impact your decision?
Well, I'm going to go to the first question you asked. Does the 80-20 impact us? I'm going to avoid that one for right now. Public opinion matters. The Public Service Commission, when we get an application, we go out to the counties that are impacted. We want to hear from the public because there might be information that was in an application that the public opinion, they might have additional information that should be considered. So public opinion does matter. We will always, as far as I'm concerned, we will go out around the state where the application has impact, and we encourage public opinion.
Fantastic.
Now,
really appreciate your insight and analysis, Sherry. Thanks so much. If you have more to say, stay tuned.
Think about this winter. You're going along snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway, the blower hits you right in the gut. And your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at bccnd.com. That's bccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Ryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Brian's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Very closely on the Summit Carbon Solutions reconsideration, and it was nice of Sherry to come on and give us a little bit of a run through on that. So, next up on our topics today on What's on Your Mind: record enrollment at the University of Mary. You know, what's interesting is the news headlines are full of the stories about private and public colleges, universities across the country downsizing their programs, some even closing their doors after many years of existence. And again, declining enrollment is what's cited. But the University of Mary, private Christian university, Bismarck, North Dakota, flourishing, and their students are thriving. They just recently announced record enrollment, estimated 3,850 students, and their largest freshman class of 568 students. That's an economic boom to North Dakota, certainly to Bismarck, Mandan, the whole region. Tell us a little bit about it. Jerome Richter, Executive Vice President of the University of Mary. Congratulations, Jerome. Nice numbers.
Scott, thank you so very much. You're super kind, and you're making me blush here on the other end of the phone, realizing that we're only doing the best that we can, and the dear Lord's blessing us like crazy and the great state of North Dakota. Because not only are we having our largest freshman class coming in, we're not including those that are transfers and those that are grad students. And so early here in September, we welcomed nearly 1,000 new students to the school. And of those 1,000, over 60% of them were from out of state. And so we're attracting all kinds of wonderful young people from out of state coming here. They spend 2, 3, 4 years, maybe 6 years, falling in love with the place and maybe even falling in love with somebody and then sticking around here to make this wonderful place home.
What's the secret sauce? What's doing that?
That's a great question. Scott, we are constantly focusing on that very question. One, how can we serve? Who are we? What do we need to be doing? And I think because of that focus is why so many people are coming to us. We are who we say we are. In today's world today, I think there's a lot of people out there that are questioning what's going on in higher ed. They have a right to question that, because is the investment in higher education worth it? And I scream absolutely 100%. But it's a little bit hard to vouch for that if your children, I have kids just like you do, might be being taught a bunch of nonsense or things that have nothing to do with an education that forms a person in truth, but is very ideological. And so when a young person comes here, they're going to be taught the skills and the virtues and the values that is needed for a life well lived, not just for a profession. We're going to make sure that you're the best engineer, the best nurse, the best teacher, the best businessman that there is. But at the same time, we're also going to help you to answer those bigger questions of, like, why am I here? Why do I exist? What's life all about? Because an 18 and 19 and 20 year old, they're asking all those things, and they need good advice. They need good guidance. They need good formation.
There are students from all 50 states and 20 countries that come to the University of Mary. When you think about that, it's pretty amazing. And you mentioned earlier,
it's incredible.
Maybe they fall in love not only with North Dakota but also with their soulmate. And the ultimate goal is to help the workforce of the great state of North Dakota. Is it not?
Well, yeah, sure. But, I mean, you can do a number of great things all at the same time. Our duty is to our students and their families to give them a solid education. But in the meantime, we also have a duty to the great state of North Dakota, to the region, to Bismarck-Mandan, to the wider region of the whole upper Midwest, of bringing people here and producing leaders that then can go out and serve. I mean, the sisters founded us in 1878, the sisters got here and started to bring about this idea of service. And then in 1959, the University of Mary is founded for the same very reasons. There was a need. We are trying to meet that need, but at the same time doing it in a way that is very unique to who we are and always making sure that we're serving well, but we're being honest to both reality and truth itself and then to our students and families.
Talk about the programs that are in highest demand. I know University of Mary is known for many things these days, healthcare fields, obviously, engineering, teaching, business, social work, management, counseling, a whole lot more. What, obviously, the demand is for those programs, leading to the enrollment numbers being at record highs.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about which ones are, who's faring the most? Are they all equally getting this? What's the draw? Tell us a little bit about that.
I think just about in every field, right, there's a demand. But you asked the question about the highest demand, and it seems clear to me that the two main areas that we have people turning to us the most is around healthcare, nursing, and we have the number one nursing program in the nation. And so it's wise for people to be coming to us saying, please, please, please send us your nurses. And so we've had a lot of the healthcare institutions. We have CHI St. A's. We have Sanford. We have Essentia. All of them are investing and partnering with us as best we can. And we have record numbers for nursing this year. And so it's a very beautiful thing. And so nurses are in high demand, and we're turning them out as best and as fast as we can. Educators, so teachers. We have the finest school of education, I think you'll find, in our region. Dr. Jonas does a fabulous job there. And then another one, after nursing and teachers, you have engineers. But as I was talking to some of the engineering firms, they're coming back to me and saying, hey, we also want your business students. we would love to have some of your business students coming and working with us. Accounting, I think our next big crisis in our country is going to be around accounting. There's not a lot of people going into accounting. There's a lot of accountants that are going to be retiring soon, and pretty soon it might even be hard, no matter what you want to pay, to find somebody to do your taxes for you.
It is. Folks, this is one of the great stories in higher education in North Dakota in a long time, and we love hearing about it from our friend Jerome Richter and the team at the University of Mary, umary.edu, to find out more. Jerome, have a great day.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
These days, you can get a car wash in about every corner, but at PetroServe USA, you'll get a great car wash, and you can come on inside for some hot stuff, personal pan pizza, some cookies, some muffins, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, and fill up all in one stop. Brand new to Harwood, North Dakota, the all-new PetroServe USA car wash. Check that out. Coming soon to Castleton, too. It's a trifecta: great fuel, great food, and a great car wash all in one. PetroServe USA.
PetroServe USA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.